play me be able to be the album layer. So Rav Yisef says, Zui Tzoras Ishes Ach Miav, She Yisa Nifili Gormo, She Lutzim Hoat Erko, because of the two zikas affecting Rochu, so the Tzorah of Rochu cannot be Mishab Emesida. So that's the only one. She Yisa Nifili Gormo, She not from a base bomb in Mizikachas, So we see the Khatina should you say Alan the Rabon. Ella so we see the Khatina should say Alan the Rabon would be said. She in Kamisa Elbo. We are so what's a loss. So that way, so that's the only one. There is no other case that should be a source. So that way, this is my mind. She says, so we see the Khatina cool or giving things. So it's a cash against the master. See, Mora says, when we put the Tzoras Ayon as our Sure, we might Zui, the Israeli Philip Governor, Tzoras by a Chlitze. Ayon is. After the Chlitze, by my time, Hode Raise, Tele Gemute Tzoras, Ayon is that, but for the Chlitze, we Hode Rabon, first time we played about Dachi, because of Ashley. Now, the Chulon, he made so in Miano in his gal, so she needs to iron it. So we say on the Torah. So it's mentioned, so it's the first Mishneh that
Tzoras iron it is Muteret. And Rabbasa says that any Tzoras iron it is a Tzor, if not Tzoras be the iron it. See, Mora says, look at you. When does Rabbasa say that Tzoras Ayon is Asur, if the deceased brother, when he was Mikadesh, the Ayon is, Rochel the Ayon is, so he knew that she was an Ayon is, and still was Mikadesh. So the Kedushin was certainly not the Shittoy. So Mimele, the other wife, is a Tzoras Ishesach. Because the Ayonis herself is affected through the Israel of Ishesach. So Mimele, the Tzoras, is also a Tzoras, like Tzoras Ishesach, and Shloi the woman. Masha'inke, the Mishneh, when it says that if the Bas, Teresora Basoshe, so turned out to be an Ayonis, so it has reference to the case where it's Loyikabo. So Mela we say in the dictation that Ruvein made in Sora Basoshe was Bishetores.
So the only wife of Ruvein is Leo. So she's not a Tzoras. She's not in Tzoras Elmo, and she's not in Tzoras Islandist, so Mimele, she's Mutar. They can now be a Diktona Shenimtsu, Diktona Shehoyu. Now, Shenimtsu has the connotation that we didn't know before that she was Islandist. It was only told, it was only found out after the death of Rufay that Jorge was an Islandist. Alright.
Can't you eat him?
Rashi. The Rabbata Bishikabo. Kishenos or Shea Islandist. Wen kann ich erzeugen?
Ware ich stehen. Wie zu Hause habe ich zu Hause halten?
Die Rachmone Patre mache ich Themen.
Und mach es nicht, wie ich auch nicht gebrochen
habe, ich noch so. Ich hätte ja alles, um mich auf mich zu tun.
Ja, und so mich auf mich zu tun, so war ich stehen.
Wie viel ich auch zu Hause mit dem ist, lass zu Hause halten es sie.
Because the Zorro is the only wife. She is not the Zorro.
Sie nimmt zu wachen nicht so.
Oma Robert, you have it.
Maar op het juist is, laat wat je was. Tzoras Ayon is Mutaret, Vapiru Hikibu. En niet alleen Tzoras Ayon is, Vapiru Tzoras Bite Ayon. In other words, so when we say that Tzoras Bite is a Suro, only if the Bite was not an Ayon. But in other words,
So the pshat is, as all the Rishonim point out, that's probably the pshat in the Rishonim, in the Ramban, and probably the pshat in the Yerushalmi. That when do we say that Tzoras Elv is Asur, and that we learn out from the Pasuk of Yishol Achisol Yisikas Yitzchayim, the Tal is Avos Olel V'chayor, so we only say it if the reason is why there is no Zikah, there is no Yiv, there is no Yiv in the Bas is because of Israel. But if the PK happens to be an islandist, so even without the Israel, there wouldn't be any Zikah, so then the Tzor is not a Tzor. Only when the Israel is the Mineya of Yiv, in the Elv, so then the Tzor is also Asur. So for the same reason that there is no Zikah in the Elv because of the Israel affecting the Elv, so there is no Zikah in the Tzor of the Elv. Masha'ikin, if the Elv happens to be an islandess, so even without the Israel there wouldn't be any Zikah. So the Mele, the Tzor is with us. But the Tzor is with Ireland. The Lord is Tomishin, too? Tomishoy, Josh Robin, Oma, Rabirichle, Achasoras Maemis, Achasoras Island, Achasoras Maldiv Shose, Kulomitomas. Not Rashida, Hilkase. So the Island is with them. The Avogad, the Ikeboch, the Kaima, the Havish, is one Mitzeratos. In other words, because according to Rabbase, so the reason is why the Mishnah says, Vichuin, Zahalun, Sorosan, the Torah is, because the Kishin is Mishnah Torah. So in other words, the Tzor is the only wife. So she's not the Tzor of an Elv. But in the case, according to Rabbase, if it's Ikevochi, so then according to Rabbase, so it's Asur. It's Asur. But Rove says no. The Tilke is Torah Island, the Tilke is Avogadir Kevorchi. So she, the Kaime, the Havi, Ishte, Lui Mitzor Zorosso, Mishim Zorah Zabach. The Chiyosa Rachmone Zorah Zerbo, Mimbo Kemitzru, the Asur. Voro, Kim Dailnesi, the Lave, Avonavu, the Havi, the Yivim, the Yivim. Have it's also to Raserva Shroiva Mitzvah. We can't be for the Lochadilis. I mean, that's unusual for Rashi to mention the Lochadilis. But here, Rashi mentions the Lochadilis. So in other words, so the Pshat with Luke is, I mean, even though, well, when he says there, I doesn't assume like that. But it seems, I mean, this appears to be very mistaken, that the reason is why Rove holds the Torah's Islandist. The Tzoras Islandess is
Futeres, and is Chilek Rabbase with
Luke. Rabbase is right. I mean, how could we disagree? How could anyone disagree with Rabbase? After all, the Elv of Ishesach is an Elv like the Elv of Achisisho. The Ryan is from Ishesach is Mimei, and Ishesach is Shloim Bilomei. So we say that it's just as Tzoras Achisisho is Asuro, so Tzoras Ishesokim Shloim Bilomei and Tzoras Ishesokim Mimei is also Asuro. So mainly because of that, Rabbase says that Tzoras Islandess is also Asuro, because he is Islandess, cannot be Misyabemes, because especially in Sakosha still is Fatal Islandess, so she becomes affected with Isar of Ishesach. So mainly the Tzore is the Tzore of Ishesach, of the Elf of Ishesach. Rabbi is Chelik, so why is Rabbi Chelik? Let's say, so we have to consider two things, two questions. Why is Rabbi Chelik in regard to Tzoras Islandess Tav, not Tzoras Bita Islandess? And then we have to understand why is Rabbi Chelik in regard to Tzoras Bita Islandess? Now the reason as to why Rabbi is Chelik in regard to Tzoras Islandess Tav, and we don't say, and we don't apply the Lomdes of Rabbase, in as much as the Islandess is affected to the Israel of Ishesach, so the Mele de Tzore is like Yitzoras Ishesochim Shloim. Because Rome holds as follows. This is a Kosov, that the Tzore of an Elv, there is no Zike in the Tzore of an Elv, is only Shayach, if the Israel Elv is the Sibbe of the Haftroah, Zike in the Elv. So we say, just as the Israel Elv is Maskiazike in the Torah, and in the Elbow, so it's Maskiazike in the Torah as well.
Mashayinti violence.
So, in other words, so by Torah Zachesishti, Torah Pite, all the Arayis, all the Chomeshetzre Arayis mentioned in the Mishneh.
So, the Yisrael is the Sibbe,
is the cause, and the Afkoazike is the effect, the result.
So
then we say, just as the Yisrael
is the cause of Afkoazike in the Elbow,
so it's also the cause of Afkoazike
in the Mashayinki
violence. So, why is the Zike
violence? Because of the Yisrael of Yisrael?
No.
As far as Yisrael, at the very outset, we should say,
in every woman there should be
a Yisrael of Yisrael, but there is a special Yisrael of Yisrael, that there is no Yisrael of Yisrael in the woman,
if the deceased brother was not survived by children.
So why is an island a status
Yabemes?
Because especially those are called Vashitil Padl Islandes.
So not the Yisrael Yisrael is the city of Afkol Zeike.
No, there is Afkol Zeike because of islandes.
So the Yisrael Yisrael is the result, is the effect of the Afkol Zeike.
Since there is no Zeike, so mainly
the Yisrael Yisrael is Chal. So it's just the reverse of Achisisho.
But Achisisho, so the Yisrael of
Achisisho is the cause of the Afkol Zeike and
Achisisho. So we say that for the same reason that the Yisrael Achisisho is Mafkia Zike and Achisisho, it's Mafkia Zike in the Torah of Achisisho. Mashiach in violence,
so the Yisrael of Yisrael is not the Sibbe of the Afkol Zike in the islandness. The Sibbe is because an islandness, there is no Zike
in the islandness. So we may learn
the effect of the Afkol.
The Yisrael Yisrael is
the effect of the Afkol Zike.
So maybe we do not say just because
the Yisrael Elbow is the result of Afkol Zike,
because of that there should be Afkol Zike in the Torah. In Achisishoh, the Yisrael Elbow
is the Sibbe for the Afkol
Zike of the Achisishoh, so it's also the Sibbe of the Afkol Zike in the Torah Achisishoh. But by this, the Yisrael of Yisrael
is not the Sibbe of the Afkol Zike in the islandness. So maybe it has nothing to do with the Torah.
Oh, this explains Rabbi Zvin of Tzoras Haylonis Stam,
that he would have.
But Rabbi goes one step further, and he says that even Tzoras Bitei Haylonis, even Tzoras Bitei Haylonis
is Mutares.
So why? So Rashi says that the name of Allah is Haylonis. For Kim the Haylonis, he didn't want to
have what I'm going to have in the evening. We have a Tzoras Haylonis,
have a for your Haylonis. In other words, when
is the Torah Elva Asuah,
if the Yisrael Elva is the sole cause,
the sole Sibbe of the Afkol Zike.
But if
the Afkol Zike takes effect even without Yisrael Elva,
so maybe, let's say by Torah Zike element, so even without the Yisrael Elva today, there will be no Zike, because now there is no Zike. So maybe it's not Mafkia,
the Zike in the Torah. It's not Mafkia, the Zike in the
Torah. All right.
Now on Sunday, we'll start the Sugya
of Shomish Noshim Misham Zimlich. Now this is a very difficult Sugya.
And not only the Sugya of Bonim Arayik Sidmon is difficult,
but here the Gemara discusses the Indian of
Shinopsolim Hashem, and
that is an Indian that is relevant in many Shailas, and also the Indian of Bonim Arayik Sidmonim. So this Sugya of Shomish Noshim Shabbos Lidmoich, it really is a Sugya that discusses many. I have to attend a wedding this evening in Denver, and the planes don't leave, you know, at my convenience, so... All right, now... Hennis?
Darwin. Cohen David.
Here.
Cohen Shlomo.
Here.
Sloman. Beckman. Eisenstein. Fredman. Goldenhirsch. Glatt. Glatt. Not here. Greenman. Here. No. Herskovitz.
Then the Indian of Shino Psoim Hashem, and then the Indian of Boni Marim Simoni.
Alright.
Tone Rav Gide Kamed Rav Nach, Sholish Noshi Misham Shizimeich.
Simeich means, I mean,
that the woman puts in something in order to prevent pregnancy.
So it's possible to put in Meich either before Tashmish,
or after Tashmish.
So now,
what Isser is there involved
in Shimush B'meich?
So there are two possible Averes.
One Avera is
Pitul Mitzvah Tzei Avrivyot. So since a man is mechuyev to have the pen in the bath, so Memele, if he puts in Meich, if he takes, if you resort to certain contraceptive methods whereby he does not have the pen in the bath, so it involves the pitul mitzvah field of rivia. But as far as this aver is concerned, so it can only apply to someone who has not mikayemes yet the mitzvah field of rivia, but someone who already has a pen in the bath, so this aver couldn't apply. But then there is another iser, that's the iser of Ashfosa Zera. So we have in Machlikes, Rashi and Rav Netam. I mean, most Rishonim agree with Rashi, but there are some Rishonim who agree with Rav Netam Shiti. Now, the Rav Netam Shiti is that the woman is not Muzeres on the iser of Ashfosa Zera. She's not Muzeres on the iser of Ashfosa Zera. Now, why?
Rambam says, because a woman is not mechuyeves on period of Rivio. But that doesn't mean that according to Rambam, the whole Iser of Ashros HaZera is an Iser that emanates from the mitzvah of period of Rivio. The Iser of Ashros HaZera vis-a-vis men, so there is, everybody agrees that besides the chiyuv of period of Rivio, there is an Iser. Period of Rivio is a mitzvah, I mean, so the Avere is an Avere b'shev al-taisi. But as Ashros HaZera is an Iser, b'kum v'aseh. But Abetam Shite is that a woman who is not muzeres on period of Rivio is not muzeres on the Iser of Ashros HaZera. Whereas Rashi Shite is that one has nothing to do with the other. True, a woman is not muzeres on the mitzvah of period of Rivio, but on the Iser of Ashros HaZera, she is Muzeres. But Ramatam is also made the Iser of Ashros HaZera is a separate Iser, something independent of the mitzvah Ashros HaZera. But it's a cloud that a woman who is not, one who is not Muzer, and period of Rivio is not Muzer on the Iser of Ashros HaZera, but one who is Mechuyev on period of Rivio, So he is bound by the Iser of Ashros HaZera, not only because Ashros HaZera involves a bitul period of Rivio, no, because Ashros HaZera in itself is an Iser. Now, so Rav Natan Shite is that the Iser of Ashros HaZera does not apply to women. Does not apply to women. Now, and
Rashi Shite and Ramban in Ide
says that it does apply to women because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of period of Rivio. And the Ramban says, where is the Iser of Ashros HaZera mentioned in the Torah, which is incumbent upon women too? That's the posi ki ishris komposor el darko. In other words, so from that we learn out, because the Gemara in Lide mentions that posi.
This posi. So the Mele, so herein is implicit an Isa deraise against
Hashchos HaZera. Now, alright, so Tone Rav Vive Kamel Ramach, Shor Ish Noshim Nisham Shil Vimech. So what does it mean, Misham Shil Vimech? Does it mean
Misham Shil Vimech Kedem Tashmish?
Or it means Misham Shil Vimech after Tashmish? Now, if it is Kedem Tashmish, so then the Iser is certainly, if the woman puts
the Meich before Tashmish, so then the Iser is certainly incumbent upon the man. So the man is a veren Iser of Ashros HaZera.
If the woman puts the Meich after Tashmish, so then the Iser, if there is an Iser, so the Iser is incumbent upon the woman, I mean the man doesn't do it.
I mean the woman does.
The woman does. Alright. So Shomish Noshim Shamish is the Meir. So in other words, these three women, because of the possibility of Isakone,
so they are allowed to be Mishamish Meir.
Ktano Muberes Ominiko.
Ktano Shemot Isabe of Ishemotos. A Ktano, so is allowed to be Mishamish Meir, because if she wouldn't use Meir, so then she might become pregnant,
and as a result of the pregnancy,
Niktano, her life might be in danger. Muberes, Shemotase Ubrosant.
So if she is pregnant already, so she is also allowed to be Mishamish Meir,
because if she's not Mishamish Meir, so then the Uber can become a son. Now it's disfigured in the form of a fish, of a duck. So that's how the Gemara in Lida says. So that's how.
Now Rashi explains it, that Shemot Ha'asu Bosandu means maybe another pregnancy will occur. Teisa says the Kashi, the Gemara says, Yisho Misaberes, V'chizeres Misaberes. So Teisa says, so Chlima, according to Rashi, Da'an Davke Ben Kayon.
So in other words, according to Rashi, when we say in Isha Misaberes, Chiz Misaberes, it doesn't mean that if a woman is pregnant, so she cannot become pregnant with another child. But
She could,
but if she becomes pregnant,
while she's pregnant already, so
then it will result in miscarriage.
It will definitely result in a
miscarriage. Now,
so, but Rabbi Tam
says no. Rabbi Tam and Moses Rashi, they say that the pshat is not like Rashi. Shematasu Ubrasando,
because maybe the Muderes soul will become Muderes again.
That's impossible.
She cannot become Muderes again. Not as Rashi says, she can become Muderes, but then it will be, it will not be viable. So she couldn't become Muderes again. But what does it mean, Sando, in other words, that it will interfere
with the heretofore pregnancy,
and it might, as we show them,
crush the fetus. This is how Rabbi Tam explains it.
Now I remember
that I read in a science magazine. I have an opportunity to read up in science magazines when I go by plane. So all the magazines that I could possibly read, so it's a science magazine. So
a few years ago,
I read in a science magazine that there was a convention
a few years ago of scientists, of geneticists in Moscow.
I mean, it was an international convention of geneticists in Moscow, and there was a machlekes among the geneticists whether it's possible for a woman to give birth to a twin children, so that one member of the twin would have one father and the other member of the twin would have another father. So there was a disagreement among the scientists. So the American scientist said that it's possible. That's possible. And the Russian scientist said that it's impossible. It's scientifically impossible. Now, when someone asks me, how can Russia say that? Someone asked me, how can Rashi say that it's scientifically impossible? I told him, I'm not a scientist, and I can't tell you whether it is scientifically possible or not. But I know that there was a difference of opinion at that convention as to whether it's possible for twin children to, that one child, one member of the twin, should have one father, and another child of the twin, another member of the twin, should have another father. As a matter of fact, from the plain pshat in the Gemara in Seite, I think it's about Lamed Ches, it appears there could be another pshat in the Gemara. But if you explain the Gemara in Seite simply, I mean literally, so it appears from that Gemara that it is possible for a woman to give birth to a twin, and one member of the twin has one father, and the other member of the twin has another father. There is a Gemara in connection with Orpo, you know, the mentioned Rus. So, according to the plain pshat in the Gemara, it appears that this happened. That this happened there in connection with Orpo. So, but might be another pshat in the Gemara. Anyway, so you see that the many scientists said that it's possible for a twin to have different fathers. So apparently, according to them too, it's possible for a woman who conceived out of one man, so the next day to conceive of another man. So it's possible. I don't know, I don't want to go into it. But anyway, most Rishayim explained the Gemara. Most Rishayim explained the Gemara. Shemotase ubrosando, not in the sense that she'll become pregnant again, and that will endanger the year to four fetus. But Shematase Uposando, because the Tashmish might do damage to the fetus. Alright. Shematase Uposando. Miniko is Mishameshes Vimeir.
Shemotik Meil Bno of Yomus. In other words, if she's a miniko, and if she'll become pregnant, so the infant will have to be weaned. So then
the life will have to be endangered. And Bisman Chazal, so the universal practice among women was to nurse children, not to give a bottle feeding. As a matter of fact, there are many doctors, and Dr. Mendelssohn among them, who say that if women had been nursing children, so then the cancer of the breast would be reduced not only to a minimum, but it would be null and void. And many doctors also say that if women would observe taras ha-mishpoche, so cancer of the womb would be reduced to a minimum. So Bisman Chazal, so there was no bottle feeding, so in other words, so the child had to be, so a mother had to nurse the child. So Mimele, if a Minekes will become pregnant, so that might endanger the life of the infant. Alright, so in other words, so these three women, Amishamshis Rimeich, because of Sakone, either Sakone, some of them is Sakone to the mother, and some of them Sakone to the child, or even to the fetus. Alright. Vizeu Ktano, that is Mishameshes Rimeich, Mibas Yudalev Shono Viyemechot, Adid Vein Shono Viyemechot. In other words, between 11 and 12. Poches Mika, if she's less than 11 years old, or Viyesaral Ka, in other words, if she is more than 12 years old, so then she's not Mishameshes Rimeich, but Mishameshes Kidalko, Viyelechis. Diver Rav Meir. Diver Rav Meir. Na aber khom im imri achas yu va achas izn ktano mu beres in niko so anat mi sham shu dime but there is a sakone to the mother, to the child, to the fetus so khom im im achasu va achasu mi shamesh es gidar kom ve yirach u mi ma shomai mi rachamu mishum shene ma shim lapsoy ma rishen now what's the pshat in the khom im imri so everyone should be allowed to jump down from the roof and say Shem of Soy Masha. So you know the story that is told about someone who was criticized that he was not very smart, that he was not very clever. So he said he has a way of proving whether he is smart or he's not smart. So he decided to jump down from the roof. I mean, it wasn't in Europe, he said like he didn't have, I mean, these buildings, the skyscrapers, but he had the one-story building, but even to jump down from a one-story, from the roof of a one-story building, so he said, so then we'll see, if he'll be injured, so then it'll be a riot that he is not dead, that he's very smart, because if he hadn't been smart, so he wouldn't become injured, because he knows so much. And if he's not injured, so then it'll be a raya that he's not smart, he's not clever. Anyway, he jumped down from the roof, and he was injured. He got a fracture in his hip, and so on. So then he says, "Well, ich muss ihn sein der Emissa Hochef." So the question is. What did the Chachamim say? That Mishameshes Kidalko V'Yileches U'min HaShomayim Yirachmu Shim Shenem Av Shem Yapsoim Ad Hashem. What kind of aloche is it?
Shem Yapsoim Ad Hashem.
There is aloche of Yishom Elocho U'shmen Av Shechom Eid. So the Rambam says V'Tzorich Le'izoy Abidovo Yofi Yofi. So why shouldn't we say Shem Yapsoim Ad Hashem? He can assume all kinds of risks. פרק ד' מלכס יציח לשמירת נפש הלוכה ד' וכן כל מכשול שיש ויש הכל השנפושס מצווס עשה להוסירי ולשומר ממנו ולזוהיר בידובו יופי יופי שנאמר לשומר לכו ושמיר נפשו זו לא שנה רמבם is ולזוהיר בידובו יופי יופי. I think I mentioned the name of my father. What's the פשט in the רמבם? He emphasizes, so Siri, we show me menu, we saw you, we double yofi yofi. What's the yofi yofi? We saw you menu, what's yofi yofi?
So the Rambam
is really mentioning the Aloche in the Gemara in Chul of Chmiras Akante Yisurim. So that means that even though we got the Yisurim, so Sveke the Reis is the Chumre, but there are certain situations where it's not considered Sofik. Let's say if there is a Rov, if there is a Chazoke, I mean Sveke, so it's not considered Sofik. Even though you have no guarantee, even if you have a Rov, and even if you have 10 Sveke's, 100 Sveke's, and you have a chazoke, so you have no guarantee that it will be in accordance with the rov. Sometimes it might be in accordance with the miut. But, so it's a matter of probability. So the halacha is that if there is a rov, it's not begeder sofik. If there is a svek, it's not considered sofik. Even though it's possible. But it's not considered, so it's not sveke deraise. It's vadai.
It's vadai yeta.
So that's only the gabi yisur. But Rigabe is a kone, so Chmiras Akonte Yisroel, even if it is not Begeda Sofik in Kolatere Kule, but it still is a remote possibility. Improbable as it is, there is still a remote possibility. So there is a Nisel of Ishom Lechol Shmir Nafshechomei. That's the Rosh Rambam. That's the Pshat in the Rambam, my father said. Vitzorich Lizoya Bidopo Yofi Yofi. In other words, not to rely on Rob, not to rely on Chazoke, not to rely on Sveksvik. Not to rely on Sveksvik. So why don't we say Shem Epsoy Hashem? Now, so the Gemara mentions Shem Epsoy Hashem in several yonim. Now, it's mentioned in Shabbos, it's mentioned in Nide, and it's mentioned in Yevomes in another place. Gemara Daf Ayin Beis Omed Aleph, the second line, Titanye, Kol Oisin Avoyim Shomro Sheo Yisroel B'Midbo Lo Yinoshvo Lehem Ruach Tzveinis. My time he boy say mishin zin yizuk limave vi boy say mishin zin yizuk limave vi boy say mishin zin yizuk limave. That's the reason as to why the Israelites in the Midbo were not from all the children. Because there was a Sakon. There was a Sakon. So it's Pukach Nefesh. Omar, okay? Yukach, Yemedi Ive, the Yemedi Shite, Loy Malinode, Loy Misachrinode. So the Gemara says that because of that, on a cloudy day and on a rainy day, we are not mal children. We are not supposed to mal children. Why? Because since the weather isn't good, so Mimele, the hearing will be interfered. So the middle there is Sakon. So it's the Grach Nefesh. Do we eat the Doshe Bei Rabin? Shem Epsoyim Hashem. Now that most people are accustomed to mal children on any weather, rainy day and cloudy day, in other words, we have to say that when Gemara says that on a rainy day, cloudy day, you cannot be mal children, so it only has reference to a case where the child is in a shack, not in a well-sheltered home. But if the child is in a shack, not well-sheltered and protected against the weather, so then there is a sakonet. But if it's a well-sheltered home, so then, without recourse to Shem Epsoyim Hashem, so it is mutar. All right. But if, let's say, the child is in a shack, so then, if not for the fact that Doshe Bei Rabin, we couldn't be mal children on a rainy day, on a cloudy day. So Rosh Nagmori is Voyidne di Doshe Bei Rabin, Shem Epsoyim Hashem. And the Gemara in Shabbos also says Voyidne di Doshe Bei Rabin, Shem Epsoyim Hashem. The Gemara in Nida also says Voyidne di Doshe Bei Rabin, Shem Epsoyim Hashem. Now here, the Gemara does not mention the Doshe Bei Rabin. Just Shem Epsoyim Hashem, but in all the other places where the Aloha of Shem Epsoyim Hashem is mentioned, so it is coupled with the expression Didoshe Berabi. In other words, what does it mean? The Aloha Shem Epsoyim Hashem is a special header. People do many things that involve a sakon. Not a real sakon, not a sofik hashofo. I mean, one has to be crazy to involve himself in sofik hashofo. But every day people involve themselves in a remote sakon, לרשוש ערכי כפסקון. As a matter of fact,
I'm not talking about those who smoke. I'm not talking, because they don't act rationally. But let's say, how about flying?
There is a remote possibility. There is a remote sakone. There are certain people who don't fly, and very normal people.
Refuse to fly and to fly under all circumstances and under no circumstances will they fly.
As a matter of fact, I once had an argument with Shlomish Chagai. He is a leader and he was mayor of Yerushalayim, so he is afraid to fly. At one time he had to fly, he had to arrive in America, but he wouldn't do it. It was a Tzir HaKlal, well at least he considered it a Tzir HaKlal. So then, and he wouldn't fly, he was afraid. So I said to him, you consider it as such a Tzir HaKlal, why don't you fly? He said, I can't, I'm afraid. Every time he arrived in America, he came by boat. And to arrive in America today by boat takes a longer time than 20 years ago or 40 years ago, you see. So he's afraid to fly, and he's certainly a very normal person. Why? There is a basis for it.
I was also, at the beginning, afraid to fly, and then
I accustomed myself, so I'm not afraid anymore. I am afraid, or I just ignore it. Anyway, so
why there is a basis? Because every week you read in the newspaper about a plane crash.
Every week you read in the newspaper. But people involve themselves in this kind of remote sakon. So that's Doshe B'Rabi. So in other words, when is there a heter of Shem Yotzorim Hashem if the sakone is not a regular Eish Tov B'Tashon? If in Kol HaTere Kule it wouldn't be together, so because of Rol, because of Chazoke, because of Svekzeke, whatever reason there is. So in Kol HaTere Kule it wouldn't be together, so. But there is a special aloche of Chmira Sakante Nisure that we have to be Cheshe Shivu for a remote sakone. So then, so if it's Doshe B'Rabin, so then there is no aloche of Zoya B'Dova Yofi Yofi. So we do not have to be Cheshish for Shosha V'Cheshish, it's Doshe B'Rabin. So in Achaname, until it became Doshe B'Rabin to fly,
so it was Osher.
So it was Osher. So now Colonel Lindbergh didn't ask any shayla from anyone. So the melee, he crossed the Atlantic by plane. But until it was Doshe B'Rabin, so in Achaname it was also flat. It was also flat. But now there is a heter. There is a heter to fly, because it's not a real topic. It's only a Shoshan Cheke, and it's Doshe B'Rabin. So we rely on Shem of Tzorim Hashem. So in other words, this, when the Chachomim say, "Achazu ve'achazu mishameshes b'darko v'leches en ha'shamayim irachamu," mishim shelem arshim abzuim Hashem, because here there is no real sakone. Because what's the sakone? A ktane, if she will become pregnant, then her life will be in danger. But it's highly unlikely that a ktane should become pregnant. But there is a remote, so why does Rav Meir say, Mishameshes Bimeir, because as far as Akon is concerned, so there is a loche of Tzorek Lizoyov Yov Yov. So even though it's improbable that the Ktana should become pregnant, but there is still a remote possibility that it should become pregnant. And if she does become pregnant, then her life will be endangered. So because of that, she is Mishameshes Bimeir. So the Chachamim say, no. Since it's Doshe B'Rabin, so Mimele there is a heter, is Doshe B'Rabin, even for those who should not become pregnant, because for whom pregnancy might endanger their lives, so it's still Doshe B'Rabin to the Mishamish Kedarkon, so Mimele we apply the aloche of Shemei Psoim Hashem. Now, let's see the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Misham shiz bimeich מוטורס לוסס מייך במוקים קשמיש כשהיא משמשס כדי שלא יסבו. So that according to Rashi, Misham Zimeich means that these three women are allowed to be Misham Zimeich. The implication being any other woman is assumed to be Misham Zimeich. Is assumed to be Misham Zimeich. All right, Sando, Vlachim, Beitzur Asponim, Bekaim Olam, Misach Asvide, and Sando, Shem Nuvat, Moshe Leodom, Shosotar Ashalerei, Ve'achzi, Ve'er, Ve'sobos, Ve'achirov, Ve'chshimu Beres, Ve'zeres, Ve'zeres, דרך יחד לסחלרי או פריך סורס שמותיק מלזנו אם תסבר תצריך עודיק מלזנו מלעוני כמו לה יקום אל ראש נעדון ואיזה היא אמרו לסבר לומוס מבסידה לפשונה פחת בידה לבד לא תסבר ואיזה ואיזה תסבר לתומוס משם שדלניך תדארקו ואיום דארקו ואיום Now let's see the case שאו ישנו שמשם שדלניך פירש הקונקרט מותר לשם זה מי, אבל שור נושאים עושה, משום השחוס הזה, אבל דבר לא מתקדע פיר לבריביו. סטיר של עשור, וכי משמע במידה, נתנם בפלק ליד, אמר בין נושאים משבחס, והנושאים תיקורס, והנושאים מצוס, ופורש בגמורם של נושאים לא בני סגו שלהם, משמע דיהב את בני סגו שלהם, אבל עושה. So we see that Moshe Marus of Israel is Arash Chosef. Umi u Motzino Miforeish, so that's a right to Rashi Shite. Umi u, so that he says, no, it's not a right. Umi u Motzino Miforeish, lo Abdo Yisra Agoshen. The Ramatame Meir, so Rashi Shite is that Moshe Marus of Israel is Arash Chosef. The Ramatame Meir, do it may tash mishvade also with Nishomri, being there tash mishvika. Vareyu kimatu zera ala itzim ala avon, kishematio ala meich. אבל ניסן לסמיך אחת השמיש, אימיר להסיע. דהי גברי, כי הוא חן משמש. מי דהה להקטן את צבא הילד? לא ייצר את השמיש, ושמידו על בני ספונים. We don't say. So that we also see that even if a certain tashmish does not partake of procreation, you can't have children, so it's still Buddha. So even if it's impossible, to conduce procreation, so it does not involve an Isra of Ashwazazer, as long as it is there being. So, in the middle of a time of violence, we need some tashi, so we should not be born here. For you, she should be sent in a chain mail, we use the Ashwazazer, kindle a new state that appeared in the review, umishamshen near the tone, hoche, heimlich, sicher, shamshen. So that was so faceless, so Ramletam, and two things Ramletam is chilek. Other Shane pointed out, I mean, that Ramletam is really chilek on Rashi on two points. First of all, Ramletam is chilek on Rashi, where is Ramletam says that Mishamshi is the meich means, Leachatashmish, Rashi says that Mishamshe Dimeich means Kelem Tashmish. Kelem Tashmish. So, Rashi Shiti is that Lacha Tashmish, a woman is Muzeres. Taking the douche. So that means she is Mashri the Zera, so that the Zera could not be that. There could not be any fertilization of the egg cell. That's using meich leachatashmish. So according to Rav Netam, a woman is allowed. I mean, they're a regular woman is allowed to take kiddush leachatashmish because she is not muzeres and hashvas zera. If she does it without the knowledge of the husband, so then it is osir because of the wrong she does to the husband. But as far as the Yisrael of Ashkos HaZera is concerned, so there is no Yisrael according to Ramban. According to Rashi and Ramban, she is Aso. So the Meile Ramban says that Sholish Noshi Mishamshe is the Meir. Sholish Noshi Mishamshe is the Meir doesn't mean Kelem Tashmish. That she is allowed to put Meir into her womb, let's say, I mean, today, many women use it, they put a diaphragm inside the womb. That's Meir Kaden Tashmish. So, according to Ramadam, Shalish Noshim, Shamish the Meir means Leacha Tashmish, not Kaden Tashmish. Now, so the question is, because so the question arises according to Ramadam, that Shamish the Meir means Leacha Tashmish. And the Ramadam Shita is that Leacha Tashmish, any woman, is even where there is no Sakone, so is allowed to use Meir. So why does Remeya say only Sholish Lashim? Sometimes says that Misham's Meich means they are Mechuye, a regular woman for whom it's not a Sakone to become pregnant. So he's also allowed to use Meich Lachatashmish, but she's not obligated to use Meich. Mashiach and these three women are obligated, even if she's not disposed to do it. So she's obligated to use Meir. This is how, yes.
I know it's a complicated question, how
is
something that's not literally a
hope,
but
virtual. All right, I don't want to pass. First of all, I don't pass Shilas in general. I mean, Shilas in general have to be considered under merit, especially a Shilas in birth control, so certainly has to be considered on its merit, and there is no flat rule. Under one set of circumstances, so birth control is osir, and another set of circumstances it is muter, and then another, and under still other set of circumstances, it's not only muter, it's obligatory. And if she doesn't use, she's considered a shifar, so the husband is considered a shifar dam. I mean, so you can't give a flat rule, but as far you mentioned that, So I'll give you an answer. As far as a pill is concerned, so a pill does not involve the shayle of Ashfosa Zera, because the BA is in a natural way. When the contraceptive method consists of a diaphragm, so that's like Meich with Nitashmish. It's Mamish Meich with Nitashmish. So it's Kimishamish Aleitim, so the issue comes out on the diaphragm. So it involves an Issa of Ashfosa Zera. But when the pill is used, so then, it doesn't involve an Isar of Ashfosa Zera. However, but if the couple does not have a son and a daughter, so then even a pill is up there. Method consists of the diaphragm, so that's like Meich with Nitashmish, Mamish Meich with Nitashmish. So it's Shamish Aleitim, so the issue comes out on the diaphragm. So it involves an Issa Vashvasa Zera. But when the pill is used, so then it doesn't involve an Issa Vashvasa Zera. However, but if the couple does not have a son and a daughter, so then even a pill is up there, because of the chiyuv of fear in the video. So in the name, it's not her avera, but it's the husband's avera. So the husband is in the avera, because of fear in the video. All right, so he says, so that means that according to Rav Netam, so when Gemara says, Misham Tzvi Meich is a reference to Meich Lachatashmish, now according to Rav Netam, so Lachatashmish, any woman is allowed to use Meir, so why does it say that they are only Sholish Noshim? It means the Sholish Noshim, for whom there is a Sakone, are obligated to use Meir. But another woman is not obligated, but if she wants to use, she can use. Now, why doesn't... So, how about Meir in the Tashmish? I'm not going to discuss, but he takes it for granted that when Rav Vibe comes to Rav Nachman, when Rav Vibe comes to Rav Nachman, says Sholish Noshim Shamsi Meir, it has reference to Meich Lachatash. Now, how does Rashi explain the Gemara? Rashi explains the Gemara, Sholish Noshim Mishamsi Meir. So it means are allowed. Not as Rav Netam says that Sholish Noshim Mishamsi Meir means Mutorit. Al Mechuyev to Mishamsi Meir. But any other woman is not Mechuyevet, but Mutere she is. According to Rashi, no. So,
So, another woman, a regular woman, for whom there is no sakone, so he's not too much of a mishamuz in it. So, how does Rashi explain Sholish Noshim mishamuz in the meir? That means mutore. But other women are asures mishamuz in it. And according to Rashi, it means Sholish Noshim mishamuz in the meir. So it means, that's the way that Hashem explained it, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, that it means Sholish Noshim mishamuz in the meir, kiyan tashmish. Not as Rav Natan explains the Gemara, mishamuz in the meir, lacha tashmish, but Mishamsh is a meir, Kirin Tashmish. Now, what would Rabbi Natan say in regard to Tashmish, to meir, Kirin Tashmish? Of course, Rabbi Natan will have to agree that as far as the husband is concerned, so it's also to be Mishamsh, be meir, Kirin Tashmish. I mean, a regular woman for whom there is no problem to become pregnant. So Rabbi Natan will agree that the husband is also to be Mishamsh, be meir. Because the state says, Rabbi Tam says, Rabbi Tam Eina, the Yisnei Tashmish, Vada Yosa Mishmish Omeir, the Inderach Tashmish Bikach, Vada Yu Kimatul Zera Ala Eitzim Vala Avoni, Kishematil Ala Meir. So it means Rabbi Kota Zera. Because the issue comes out on the Meir. It doesn't come in contact, the issue doesn't come in contact with the goof of the issue, so it comes out on the Meir. So Meir is a את הניסייר אוף השחוסת, אוף השחוסת זרע. אי, השחוסת זרע. So, now, but Rashi explains, as Rishani point out, שוליש נושם משם את מייר, ותיס טרי נושם are allowed to use מייר. Are allowed to use מייר. קיימן תשיץ. How about the ניסייר אוף השחוסת זרע? But there's a ניסייר אוף השחוסת זרע. Suppose there wouldn't be any sakone. And it wouldn't be detrimental to the health of the woman. So it would definitely be osir to be mishamish b'meich kirin tashmish because it's kimatil matul zera leitzim olavoni. So it's a nisra of hashmosa zera. It's a nisra of raitzim. So why are these three women allowed? You say, because it's sakone. I understand, it's sakone because nefesh is deicha kolat yirat kule. It's deicha shabbe, so it's certainly deicha the nisra of hashmosa zera. There is no doubt about that. Hashmosa zera is not a raitz. Hashmosa zera is a different nisra. So Pidrach Nefesh is Deiche, but what kind of Pidrach Nefesh is there? It's not the, in other words, Eve will have relations with his wife. Without Meir, then her life might be in danger. But he can abstain, he can divorce her, I mean, so there is no halacha that abstaining from relations with one's wife is Deiche Kola Derekore. Pidrach Nefesh means Pidrach Nefesh. So let him divorce her if he can't have relations with his wife behead there, so let him divorce her, or he'll just abstain with her consent. So what kind of a heter is there to be evil on the Easter of Ashwatazer? So Reb Chaim Eizer in Achiezer mentions in the Chilik Yodei, mentions in the name of Reb Malkiel. Reb Malkiel was one of the Dilei Ador, I mean he was a contemporary of Reb Chaim, and he was Rav Lomshin. He was one of the recognized poskim in Europe, I mean, in the last generation, I mean, probably 80 years ago, he was considered as one of the outstanding poskim. So Reb Chaim Eizer mentions in the name of Reb Malkiel, I mean, it's a double poshut what he said. That in Ochanami, that the heter of Sholish Noshim Shamshi is the Meir, is not based upon the halacha of the chai brain, the Rishinomus brain, because the Pidrach Nefesh is Deicha Kolat Yirat Kule, so it's Deicha the Yisra of Ashfot Zera, so the Meile, she can be Mishamish, be Meir Kirim Tashmish, because there is Sakonis Nefoshes, he still has relations with his wife, without Meir, but let him not have relations, yes, he will have to divorce her, all right, he'll have to divorce her, if she doesn't give her consent from the male ALS, he'll be required to divorce her. But that's not the God's message. But the answer is this, as Tesis points out. Tesis says, we say that Abu Imisenes Mecha Hatashmish, a mere lesson. Even though his intention, the intention of the husband and the wife is that immediately after Tashmish, the wife will take a douche and she'll destroy the Zara. killed his brother there. So we don't say that the Tashmis itself involved in Israel of Ashfosa Zera, because it's not conducive to procreation in terms of children. Because there is no aloche that the beer that cannot result in children involved in Israel of Ashfosa Zera. I mean, on the contrary, there is a mitzvah of Eino, even if the wife is incapable of having children, there is a mitzvah of Eino. So in other words, as long as the Tzoa Zera takes place in Zera Rebiye, there are beer, so it doesn't involve any Zera of Ashfosa Zera. So Mimele, even futilely, let's say she puts in a diaphragm. So, but it's still there are beer, so the Tzoa Zera, the issue, is takes place, there are beer, so it shouldn't involve any Zera of Ashfosa Zera. The answer is, because the Derech HaElom is when a husband cohabits with his wife, is not to use meich. So Mimele, if she does use meich, so then it's not considered, so the bia is not considered, not take place Derech HaElom. So Mimele, since the bia does not take place Derech HaElom, so Mimele is involved in Israel of Ashfosa Zera. Masha'inke, so when is Derech HaElom, if it's possible to have natural relations with his wife, if it's possible for the husband to have a natural cohabitation with his wife, and it will not result in any detriment to the wife, so then it is Derech HaElom. So then it's not Derech HaElom to use meich. Masha'inke is without meich, the health of the woman will be impaired. Her life will be endangered. So then the Derech HaElom is to have relations that you with meich. So Mimele, the Pia of the meich is Derech HaElom. If any regular woman where the pregnancy will not impair her health, will not endanger her life, so Mimele, if the relationship, if the cohabitation takes place to meich, so Mimele, it's not Derech HaElom. It's not Derech HaElom. Because Derech HaElom, the natural way for a husband to cohabit with his wife is without meich. That's not the natural way. So Mimele, if he cohabits with his wife, will meich. So it's not Derech HaElom, it's not Derech HaElom, because Masha'inke, if without meich, the health of the woman will be impaired, her life will be endangered, then the Derech HaElom and the natural way of cohabiting with one's wife is that the Derech HaElom. So it is Derech HaElom. If it is Derech HaElom, so it doesn't involve any Yisrael of Ashfosa Zera. True, she couldn't become pregnant. So suppose the wife is an islandess, she's sterile, she can't have children. So it's still there is no Yisrael of Ashfosa Zera. So Eve, as a result of cohabitation without meich, so the life of the woman will be endangered, even though it's a remote possibility only. So mainly it becomes the Derech HaElom, al de meich. If it's Derech Bia, if it is Derech Bia, so it doesn't involve an Yisrael of Ashfosa Zera. I mean, that's the plain pshat in the Gemara. Yes, what it is. No. We don't have to discuss whether Rach Nefesh is Truyo or Utro, because here it's not on the basis, as Rabban Kiddel said, it's not on the basis of the Rach Nefesh, if it had been on the basis of the Rach Nefesh, so he has an alternative to divorce her, to abstain. There is no have to have behavior on his children just because he doesn't want to divorce her. No, what do you mean Hutro? Suppose someone, a Kayan by mistake, was Mikavish, a Grushin. Then he found out. So what will Bezin tell him? He has to divorce her. So he'll say he can't live without her. He can divorce her. So he won't say the Grach Nefesh. We'll say, not divorcing the wife is not the Grach Nefesh, whether he likes it or he doesn't like it. So Monefshia, if we had to resort to the Grach Nefesh, so Mimele, we couldn't tell him you can behave on the Israel of Ashfosa Zera. Let's say the Grach Nefesh is Utro. So if there is no other alternative. But if there is another alternative, so then it's not Husko, it's not Trujo, it's nothing. There is no Pigot Neve.
All right, now. So there's a plain shot in, as a matter of fact, you'll see from the Rosh, you'll see, I mean, that there's a plain shot in the Gemara. So in other words, so here it's not on the basis of Pigot Neve. And the Mele, you see, if it had been, for example, let's say certain women, let's say, so if they become pregnant, it will be real Pigot Neve. There is a colleague that their life might be endangered. It might have to show them that. Let's say, if the woman has a rheumatic heart. So then, I mean, it's punished Pigot Neve. But other women, they don't have a rheumatic heart, but the doctors tell them that they have this varicose vein condition. And if she'll become pregnant again, let's say women who already have a number of children, so then they have a varicose veins condition. So if they'll become pregnant again, so they'll be sick. I mean, they'll have to stay in bed, I mean, many months. But they won't die, Chas v'Sholem. If it had been based upon Pigach Nefesh, so only as a result of the pregnancy, there is a possibility, Chas v'Sholem, that the woman will die. So then we can apply the deal to Pigach Nefesh. But since it's not on the basis of Pigach Nefesh, I mean, it couldn't be on the basis of Pigach Nefesh. Because if we had to resort to Pigach Nefesh, so he has no alternative, he can divorce her. He doesn't have to live with her. But if pregnancy will result in endangering your life, so Mimele is the Derech Leilon, and it's the natural way of cohabiting without with Meir. So Mimele is Derech Bieh. So it is not involved with Ashra Zerah. So not that case, the pregnancy will result in mamish danger to the life. But if, let's say, if a pregnancy will make her a chile sheibes akon, and she'll have to stay in bed many months of the year, even though it's a certainty, it's an absolute certainty that she will not have to show him die because of the pregnancy, so there is always, we can also apply this etter, because since the pregnancy will result in impairment of her health, so Mimele is the Derech Leilom to be Mishamish Mimeir. And Mimele is the Rabieh, and if it is the Rabieh, it doesn't involve a Niser of Ashrotetah. Now, this is Rashashi. So apparently, Tesvis, Rabnatam says that we could not say that when Rabibe says, Shosh Doshim Mishamish Mimeir, he means Meir Chilutash. Because according to Rabbi Tam, a woman is not Muzeres al Ashrot HaZerah. So a regular woman is not Muzeres al Ashrot HaZerah. A regular woman is not Muzeres. So Mimele, since, what is the heter? What is the heter for being Mishamish Mimeir Kedem Tashmish? After all, Kedem Tashmish, so the issue comes out on the Meir. So it involves the Nisra Ashrot HaZerah. The answer is, if it's there being, if it's there a chaylon, so then it doesn't involve any Ashra Zerah. So even though the issue comes out on the Meir, but it's still there a being. But if it is possible for the husband to cohabit with his wife without Meir, then cohabitation on the Meir is not the natural way, is not there a chaylon. If it's not the natural way, so it involves the Nisar of Ashra Zerah. So according to Rashi, that a woman is Muzeres, an Ashrot HaZerah. A woman is Muzeres, an Ashrot HaZerah. According to Rashi, that a woman is Muzeres, an Ashrot HaZerah. So she has no alternative. Not only if it's a question of using Meir, Kedem Tashmish, or using Meir Lacha Tashmish. So she has no alternative. Say, well, she can use it Lacha Tashmish. According to Rashi, she's not allowed to use Meir Lacha Tashmish. She's not allowed to use Meir Lacha Tashmish. And on the contrary, you see, the Iser of using Meir Kedem Tashmish, that is an Iser of Meiti Shechvazer. According to most Rishonim, so that Iser of Meiti of Meiti Shechvazer Vatalo is deduced from the posik of Rishonim. So the Gemara in Hidat Yud Gimel says, the Gemara
in Nile Rashidimu says, Reitzinov Loisehebe Chorniu Biyadu Beregel. In other words, so that means, the smug explains that, that means, if someone is made his own batol, that's the Yisrael. Now, that's the Yisrael when a man is made his own batol. But, let's say, when a man masturbates, so the Yisrael is implicit in the but when a woman takes a douche, let's say according to most Rishonim, who are chilik ha'metam, that the woman is muzeres ha'aspot zera, and she destroys the zera immediately after tashmish to prevent fertilization, to prevent pregnancy, so that's not an isera that is implicit in Rishonim. That's the Yisrael that is implicit, as the Ramban Nida says, in Tihishchis Kolbos Adarke. It could be that Yitzhak Azer Levatolo Kedem Tashmish, or I mean, let's say, when one masturbates, is also implicit in Tihishchis Kolbos Adarke. But Ashot Azer Kedem Tashmish, in addition to being implicit in the process of the Jewish Kabbalah, might be implicit in the process of Rishinov when say Raisel Koniu baby Yadin Drega, Mashem Kei Lachatashish. So that's Israch. Now I don't want to use the word Shvichodomi. Now Ab Israel Shvichodomi because it's not Ab Israel Shvichodomi. Because even according to the Rambam that an abortion involves an Israel Shvichodomi, so it's only after the fetus is 40 days old. But before the fetus is 40 days old, there is certainly no abach of shechazamim. But there is a srach of shechazamim. When a woman takes a douche, in other words, and thereby she precludes fertilization. So in other words, she prevents the development of life. So that's a srach of shechazamim. And the Zohar says that when one, let's say, is mashkin the zera achatashmish, so that is rach of shvichadomim. That's the Zohar says. So it's a different kind of an isha. So memele, Rab Netam, you see, cannot, Rab Netam, according to Rashi, that a woman is asur to be mashkin the zera achatashmish. So memele, there is no, she doesn't have an alternative. Masha'in came according to Rabbatam, that the woman is not with Zeres and Ashkos Zera, so memele, he couldn't explain the Gemara, so ishno shimisham shil b'meich, that it means kedem tashmish, because why should she be allowed to put meich kedem tashmish? But then the husband will be either an Israel of Ashkot Ezerah. But if a cohabitation in the natural way without meich might result in the impairment of health of the woman, then it's there be it. So if there is no other alternative, but there is another alternative. Who tells her to use the meich kedem tashmish? She can have the relationship with her husband in the natural way, and then immediately after Tashmish, she'll use Meir. So the Meir, there is no necessity as far as the preservation of the health of the woman is concerned. There is no necessity in using Meir Kedem Tashmish, since there is no necessity in using Meir Kedem Tashmish, because she always has the alternative of using Meir Lacha Tashmish. And obviously, Rav Netam holds, all right, so doctors today will say, that using meich lachatashmish is not as effective as using meich kedem tashmish. All right, but according to Rav Netam, so the Gemara has reference to a case where the woman is sure that the use of meich lachatashmish will fulfill the purpose, will be just as effective as using meich kedem tashmish. So memele, Rav Netam couldn't explain the Gemara of the Shamash and the Meir Kedem Tashmish, because according to Rav Netam, there is no Yisrael whatsoever in using Meir Lacha Tashmish for an ordinary woman. So the Meir, what Heta can there be for the man to be Mishamish? Bishas Tash Mishal the Meir. He'll be even an Israel of Yitzhak Zeran Matolo. And he cannot say, sins without Meir, so it will result in the impairment of health of the woman. So mainly it cannot be that way. Why does it cannot be that way? She has no alternative. She can use Meir immediately after Tashmish. So mainly cohabitation while the Meir is not considered as Derech Ha'ilam, as Derech Bia. It's not the natural cohabitation. If it's not the natural cohabitation, so mainly it's involved in Yisera of Ashkosaz Zera. That's why Rav Netam is forced to explain the Gemara of Mishamshin Vimeir, Dabgelach HaTashmish, but Tehlem Tashmish is certainly not allowed, and you'll see that this is the Rosh that he mentioned it. Tehlem Tashmish, even by the women, whose pregnancy might result in danger to their life. So there is no heta for them to use Meir Tehlem Tashmish, because then the husband will be even an Israel Ashra Zera. But he cannot allow the health of the woman to be impaired, so let her use Meir Lacha Tashmish. So Mimele, cohabitation of the Meir is considered an unnatural cohabitation. If it's an unnatural cohabitation, so Mimele is involved in Isaiah of Ashkosa Zera. But Rashi Lishitose, the Rashi Shiti is that women are Muzer and Ashkosa Zera Lacha Tashmish. So Mimele, they don't have the alternative. So what are his alternatives? There are three alternatives, according to Rashi. Either the husband has cohabitation with his wife or the Meir, or he has cohabitation without Meir, or he divorces her. So Mimele, since these are the three alternatives, so cohabitation of the Meir is the natural cohabitation. So Mimele is there a chaylom, is there a bie? So Mimele doesn't involve an isera of Ashkosa Zera. So that's why Rashi says, Sholishnoshim Misham Shizimeich, means Kedem Tashmish. And why are these three Noshim allowed to use Meich Kedem Tashmish? Because she has no alternative of using Meich after Tashmish. So Mimele, since he has no alternative of using Meir after Tashmish, so Mimele, cohabitation of the Meir is a natural cohabitation. So if there are beer, there are Chaylon Bikach. So since if there are beer, it doesn't involve an Isavash for the Zora, just as a beer in a Ktano and an Islandess does not involve an Isavash for the Zora, if it is there are beer. Now, many Hungarian Rabbonim are accustomed to any shaila of contraceptives comes out, that the doctor says that the woman cannot become pregnant, so they pass in that the woman should use Meir immediately after Tashmish. I mean, I don't agree with that fact, because true, according to Rav Netam, it's all right, but most Rishayim are chilek on Rav Netam. And according to most Rishayim, who are chilek on Rav Netam, how can they rely on Rav Netam Shite when it's Shita Tziochit? Actually, when most Rishayim are chilek on Rav Netam, when it's in the Raise, it's in the Raise. So, the Psak should be, I mean, if a woman cannot become pregnant, so then the Psak should be that you should use Meir, Dabke Kedem Tashmish. True, according to Rav Netam Shite himself, it is better, as I just said, to use Lacha Tashmish. So first of all, today, I mean, the doctors say, I mean, you see, these sakones are not as great sakones as sometimes today, let's say, when a woman, let's say, has a rheumatic heart or has kidney trouble, so there is a real sakone. So Mimele, we should be cheshish, because Meir Lacha Tashmish is certainly not as effective as Meir Kedem Tashmish. Even Meir Kedem Tashmish is not completely effective, but it's much more effective than Meir Lacha Tashmish. So in other words, so the woman exposes herself to a remote sakone if she resorts to Meir Lacha Tashmish. And then, since most Rishonim are chilek on Rav Netam, and even if most Rishonim hadn't been chilek on Rav Netam, of the Kashoku, so slick the rice of the Humre. So how can we allow? I mean, how can we make only slick the rice? So it's better for a woman to use meir kinentashmish. So the male, if it's kinentashmish, since we don't know whether the halach is like Rabbanan, or like the Ashen and the Ramban, so the male, she has no alternative, because since it's slick the rice of the Humre, so she has no alternative of using meir. Leachatashmish. So since she has no alternative of using meich, leachatashmish, so the alternatives are either impairing the health of the woman, or having cohabitation al the meich. So the male cohabitation al the meich becomes derech leilom derech vieh. So the male doesn't involve an isar hashvachah.
This should be of choice, not in something we made. So we have it here, and we have it in Ksuve. That's what I said. And we have it in Ksuve Daf Kuf, and we have it in Nile Daf Mem Hei, and we have it in Dorin, that's what I said. Now, in the Shemi, discussing all these Ksuve. So when you go through the Shemi, go over the Shemi, and all the subjects, the vomit, in the Dorim, so you see that they are three pshotim in the Gemara, three pshotim. One pshat, and that is assumed to be the pshat of Rashi, that the Shomish Noshim Shams is the Meich, has reference to Meich Bishat Tashmish, to Meich Bishat Tashmish, and that when Rav Meir says Shomish Noshim Shams is the Meich, so it means that Cholish Noshim are mutorim to be shamish b'meich b'shat tashmish. But other Noshim are asurim. So that's one pshat, and that's Rashi pshat here. That Cholish Noshim shamish b'meich means meich b'shat tashmish, and mishamish it means mutorim. But other Noshim are asurim to be mishamish. There is the pshat of the Rashbo in the Rome, and of the Ra, and the Ramban, and the Ro in Ksuvet. You'll find that in Shimcha Betis. So, that Cholish Noshim Mishamshi Meich means Meich Bishat Tashmish, but that Mishamshi Meich, Dimon Rosh Mishamshi doesn't mean Mutoi, it means Mechiyobit. Mechiyobit. And the Chachomim, but like if we say, like they call it Rakhsha, the Cholish Noshim Shamshi the Meich, means Mutorim, Mishat Tashmish, Mishamim Meich. So the Chachomim Moachele, Kanrab Meir, they say Shin of Fim Hashem, they hold that even the Cholish Noshim are Asurim, Mishamish the Meich, Mishat Tashmish. But then, according to the Rajbo in the Vomit, and the Ramban and the Rom in Ksuvet, that one day, so Cholish Noshim Shamshi the Meich means Mishamshi the Meich, Mishat Tashmish, but not as Rashi says, Sholish Nosh Misham Meich Mutorim. So then it follows that according to Chachomim of Rameya, it's Asurim. But Sholish Nosh Misham Meich, according to Ramban and the Roh and the Rashba Nivomet, so means that Misham Shev Meich Mishat Tashmish Mechiyovit Misham Meich Mishat Tashmish. And the Chachomim Achilim, so what does it mean, the Chachomim Achilim? They're not Mechiyovit, but Mutorim, they are. And then there is the third Pshat. And then the pshat of Tich, and the Tam Tetzel, that is the Torosh, that Sholish Noshim Mishamshim Meich Bimeich Leachat Tashmish. And what does it mean, Mishamshim Bimeich? Lichyonish Mishamshim Meich. And the Leachat Tashmish. And the Chachomim Achilek, they say they're not Mechuyev, but they are made that they are Muter. Not only they, according to Rabbi Tam. All the Noshim are Muzorim to use Meich Lachatashmish, because Noshim are not Muzorim. But the Meir says, Shomish Noshim Meich is obligatory upon them to use Meich Lachatashmish. To use Meich Lachatashmish, in other words, if Meich was not used, Bishat Tashmish, so it's obligatory upon them. So to use Meich Lachatashmish to prevent a possible pregnancy, so the Chachorim say it's not obligatory. Shem of Sorim Hashem. But Mutoris, they are, and Mutoris, they come to Ramadan.
any woman is allowed to use Meichel HaChatas. So we have sweep shot. Now, this being of Shinnok Soim Hashem, the Gemara mentions many places. The Gemara mentions that Payen Zeli is mentioned. That Payen Zeli in the Vomit, the Gemara mentions that in Shabbat, in the Vomit, that Payen Zeli, the Gemara mentions that regarding Miller of the Tinnit on a cloudy day and on a rainy day, when the Tinnit is not in a comfortable and well-sheltered house, but in shed. So actually it should be Rosh God, because of Shema, who is in the Dosh of the Rabbi, in Shema Pshemash. Shema Pshemash. And the Gemara in Shabbos mentions that with Gavi HaKodes Dam, so on certain days, one should not be Makis Dam. With Man Chazal, it was customary to be Makis Dam very often. So on certain days, one is not supposed to be Makis Dam. So the Gemara says, who is in the Dosh of the Rabbi, Shema Pshemash. So I mean, and the Gemara mentions that he needed in several places. So this is a well-established principle of Shein Apsoim Hashem. And what does it mean, Shein Apsoim Hashem? Shein Apsoim Hashem doesn't mean that one can jump down from the roof and say Shein Apsoim Hashem. It means that is the sakone, is a remote involved, is a there is only a remote possibility. Let's say you are going by plane. It's a chosh alechayt, but still, but there is, in regard to Shakone, there is aloha v'shom lo choshmen apshecho, v'choy, as the Rambam says, v'choy chlizoya v'dolo yope yope, so there is a heter, if it's Tosh of the Rabbi, and it's Tosh of the Cheike, so there is a heter of Shilap Tzorim Hashem. That's the reason as to why one is allowed to fly, because of Shilap Tzorim. So that's a well-established principle. Now, so doesn't it seem from this Gemara that on this principle of Shein Apsoim Hashem, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachom. Not mistaber, that Rabbi Meir is chelik on the whole principle. All right, we can say that Rabbi Meir is chelik on the whole principle of Shein Apsoim Hashem. But it's not mistaber that Rabbi Meir should be chelik on the whole halacha of Shein Apsoim Hashem. Because the Gemara mentions the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Chachomim only regard the Shoish Loshim. The Gemara doesn't mention it every place, so we have to understand. So the question arises, but it appears from this Gemara that Rav Meir is chelik on the whole din of Shein Meir, of Shein Apsoim Hashem. Now, so that's the reason as to why I mentioned these three pshutim at the very outset, in order to understand what is the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Now, let's turn to the Gemara of Yemi Bishut and Yemi Bishut. So the Gemara says, Tafayim Beza Medalet, that Yemi Bishut, 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 Yemi Bishut. So in other words, so if the Tevin Bishut, Yemi Bishut, one would not be allowed to be Malet Yemi, on a cloudy day or rainy day, because there is a chosh of nechayit of sakon, on account of the weather. So there is a chosh of nechayit, but Dosh of the Rabbi, so it's good. So the Mukiyeche, in Jericho, mentions in the name of the Rishon, that's the fifth big line in the case. כשהוא אברים יש מהשבת, והיא קושן גולרות, והוא עדיד הוא עם הקבינר, שמוכשב את הכל, שיקרא זה עם הכי דה מילה. והוא ידנה, והגינו ניסה את המילה, בין בילמד אידה, בין בילמד אישיתה, זו שברבים שם עשו עם השם. וכל דבר התחזאו בשם רבי זאו, בשם רבי זאו, וזהו כבר, מכאן, דימם דרבוי אל מיה, בידי נדיעי והאושיב לו, ושאפי רובד הוא אלוי ישמח על שם הפסולי, והוא הדין שהוא ירואו שהוא לומר בשאפי כשהוא מיונו, כי זה כבר הוא נדיע. So the rich was bekriegt, the Reformation is very bekriegt. That even though the Gebore says, for you can be Joshua Berab and Shinnah Tzoy Mashem, so you can be mal on a rainy day on a cloudy day. But if somebody is what I'm going to do, what? Before it became an established practice to be mal on a rainy day, it was also to be mal. Even if the father said, I want to be mal my child, I don't want to postpone it. So he was not allowed. But now that it's already an established practice of being mal on any day indiscriminately, so then if he wants to be mal, he can be mal. But suppose he says, I prefer not to be mal, he doesn't have to be mal. How can he prefer not to be mal? He's allowed to be mal if he wants. But if he wants not to be mal, he doesn't have to be mal. Why not? He can meet with the right thing. Milat is mano. The answer is so because there is a loche that Ruach Nefesh is there for a direct bullet. Now if there is a sakone for a kinnik, but they may be a echo machmas mila. So then there is no mitzvah mila. Why? Because Ruach Nefesh of the kinnik is there mitzvah mila. So the chidesh of the ritual is the chain of psoim Hashem is not the clarity of mitzvah. In other words, there is no chosher sakone. Chain of psoim Hashem. There is no social sakone. No, Shem of Soya Hashem is a heta. Like this, in regard to sakone. One is mechuyek to be chenshei shizun for a social heta, for remote possibility, something that is highly improbable. But if it's an established practice, it's just a rabbin, everybody does it. So there is no itself, he allowed to go by play. So it's a heta, not that it's a sakone of chshat sakone. It is still Echshav Takonet, and since in Hilchim Bukach Nefesh Acharov, so even a remote Chshosh of Takonet is Teich Ekola Tere Kole, so Mimele, if he doesn't want to be mild in a kind of any day, he doesn't have to. But how can he be Mivatul to Mitzvah Mimele? The answer is, Bukach Nefesh Teich Ekola, but he is allowed, be your dying to do it, if he wants, if he doesn't want. So it is considered Bukach Nefesh, and it's very familiar. So we see two chidushim in that report. First of all, that Shem of Soim Hashem is not the clarity of Mitzvah. It's not a sakone. But it's not considered a sakone. It is a sakone. But it's a heta. And number two, that Aloha and Tzkoach Nefesh is Zeich HaShabes, or Zeich HaKolatel Kule, it's not based upon the Mitzvah of Tzkoach Nefesh. Here there is no mitzvah because he's allowed to be mouth in it and to involve the teenage in Yechshosh HaRechit of Takonet. And still, the aloche of Tzukach Nefesh Deiche applies. So we see that the aloche of Tzukach Nefesh is Deiche Kolat Yerei Kule is not based upon the mitzvah of Tzukach Nefesh. Of course, normally, if you're Matzor HaNefesh, you're Mekayim Nefidesh Mitzvah. But even when there is no mitzvah of Tzukach Nefesh, for example here, he's allowed to be mouth in it. So there is no chiyuv incumbent upon him, you know, to save the teenage from the remote possibility of sakone. Still, if he doesn't want to be mal, he doesn't have to be mal. So the aloche of Pekach Nefesh applies. Alright, this the Mukiyetzet says, and he mentions the name of the Ritvo, who mentions the Bishem Rabbi, probably not. Now, I don't know of any Rishayi who explicitly achilik on this thing of the Ritz. I don't know. Now, so according to Rashi's Pshat, that Gimel Noshi, Misham Shil Vimeich, Gimel Noshi, Misham Shil Vimeich. So, meaning that Gimel Noshi, are allowed to be Mishamed the Meir. Are allowed to be Mishamed the Meir. But, and the Chachomim Achilles, and they say that even the Dimuloshim are not allowed to be Mishamed the Meir. They have to be Mishamed the Tzidachon. Why? Because of Shein of Toim Hashem. Now, how can the Chachomim be explained in the light of the Ritva Shite? How can the Chachomim be explained? So, Rav Meir Shite can be explained in light of the Ritva Shite. Because too, Rav Meir agrees with the principle of Shein of Toim Hashem. But what does the Ritva say? The Shein of Toim Hashem does not imply that there is no Sakone. There is Sakone, but it's a head. It's a head that you involve yourself in a Sakone. So it's a heter. So Rav Meir, who has the kasha against Rav Meir? But doesn't Rav Meir approve of the halacha of Shein of Toim Hashem? The answer is, according to the Ritva, Shein of Toim Hashem is only a heter to involve yourself in sakone. But you don't have to do it. So Mimele. So Mimele, and it's even Pidach Nefesh, and it's Zeyach HaKol Asher Kulet. So Mimele, Rav Meir says, the Shom Shnoshim Shamshin Mimeich. They don't have to. True, they are allowed. Rav Meir would be made that is the Gimul Noshim, according to Rashi Pshat. The Gimul Noshim, the Tano, the Miko, the Uberes, if they would decide to be Mishamish Kidarkon, so it's all right. Because Shem of Toim Hashem. But Rav Meir says, true Shem of Toim Hashem. But Shem of Toim Hashem only implies that there is no Yisrael of Yishom L'chol Shem Nav Shechoy in Yidosh Berabi. But it's still in Sakone. Now, if it's in Sakone, so it should be Mishamish Kidarkon, the Gimul Noshim. So that word, so Rav Meir really accepts the Ritva's deed that Shein of Toim Hashem is only a heter. He's only a heter. But there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. So the Meir, they say that, so on the contrary, if she wants, if she's chesish for the chesher chete, so she's allowed to be chesish for the chesher chete. Because Shein of Toim Hashem does not imply it's no sakone. There is a sakone. But if there is a heter. So then we have to say in the Chachomim Achilei, can they say Shein of Toim Hashem? So that means according to Rashi Pshat, the machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachomim is in connection with the Ritva's Din. So Rav Meir agrees with the Ritva's Din. And the Chachomim do not approve of the Ritva's Din. So Rav Meir holds that Shein of Toim Hashem is only a heter to involve yourself in the sakone. But Shein of Toim Hashem doesn't imply that it's no sakone. So Mimele, if they want to be Mishamish Mimele the Gimul Hashem, they can. If they don't want, they don't have to. But all Rav Meir says is, if they want to be Mishamish, if they want to use Meir Mishat Tashmish, they're allowed. Shein of Toim Hashem, fine. So if they don't want to use, they don't have to use, because of Shein of Toim Hashem. But if they want to use, and not rely on Shein of Toim Hashem, some Mele they are allowed. And the Chachomim hold that Shein of Toim Hashem implies that it's not considered a sakone. It's not considered a sakone. In other words, now since Yochid Rabbi is Alochid Rabbi, El Hashem point out that Alochid is like the Chachomim, some Mele that means that according to Rashi, we don't have to. So the halacha is not like the Ritva Din. In other words, according to Rashi, so on that, on the Ritva's Chiddush, is the machleket between Rav Meir and Chachamim. Rav Meir also agrees with the Din of Shein of Toim Hashem, but Rav Meir holds that the Ritva says that Shein of Toim Hashem does not imply there is no sakone. It is a sakone, and it's very chikolatel kolot, but there is a head that to be machnis yourself in such a sakone. There is a head there, but there is a head not to be machnis either. And it's very chikolatel kolot. So the Meile, Shomishnoshim Mishamzi Meir, if they want to be Mishamzi Meir, so they don't have to worry about the Yisera of Moitizera, of Mitzvah, because it is considered to Koach Nefesh. It is considered to Koach Nefesh. All right, here, I said last time, we don't have to resort to the halacha, but, so it's a halachim of logic. So even if we had to resort, so we could apply the halacha to Koach Nefesh Yedeche. Halachat Kamo Lechamo, you don't even have to resort to the halacha of Koach Nefesh Yedeche. So the Melech is certainly considered the Rebbe, and there is no answer. But if they want to be Mishamish Kidalkon, so the mayor is made that if they want to be Mishamish Kidalkon, they can. Because of Shem of Soyim Hashem. But if they don't want to rely on Shem of Soyim Hashem, they are allowed to use me. And the Chachamim say, no, Shem of Soyim Hashem is not in the Hekra. Shem of Soyim Hashem implies that it's not a God. It's not a God. Something that is done constantly every day by most people is not considered a God. Of course, sometimes it happens. So many things happen. So a person visits another person and then a fire breaks out and he perishes in that fire. So could you say it is a sakone to visit any home? So there was a fire in a nursing home a few days ago. So that, does that mean that you're not allowed to visit anybody in a nursing home because the fire broke out once? So it's not even considered a sakone. According to Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Meir, Shem Absoim Hashem is a hep. But Ichshash Sakon it is. And if Ichshash Sakon it is, as the Ritva says, so it is a God that is full of because the Ilchim Bukach Nefesh Acharo. So Ichshash Sakon it is. So Rabbi Meir says, if they want to be Misham Zimeich, they can. If they don't want, no one will force them to be Misham Zimeich. And Chachomim say, no, they can't even be Misham Zimeich. Because Shem Absoi implies there is no sakone. If there is no sakone, so it involves an Yisrael of the Yisrael at all. Alright. So in other words, and since the halacha is like Chachamim, so we have to say that according to Rashi, the Ritva's din is not so. I mean, Rashi is chilek on the Ritva's din. Because the Ritva passes that the halacha l'maaseh. It's obvious that the Ritva doesn't pass much from the air. The Ritva also passed on the Chachamim, and still, he...